Twelve Dalin Kedushin continued by the Shishiva Yudzain Adar Hitav Shimim Hey, March 10th, 1985, and Sunday continued.
These workers had not undertaken, the Balabais would have sustained the same loss. So there is no chiyuv on the score of Gami, but since they left the bundle, that means they undertook to reimburse the Balabais against the loss. So Mele is mechuyev because of his chayes, but his chayes with Bule Gaome is not effective. But here, it was coupled with the security, the bundle that they left. But according to the first Washington cases, the leaving of a mashkin does not create ischaibis. So why does it create ischaibis here? That's the thing discussion. So case is that it seems the yeish lema, the lindome, the hosom gom lehem. The question is, what kind of bundle he has it? According to the Agorishosh Steretz, so he sustained that loss anyway. The answer is, they are still getting it. If they hadn't undertaken, so then they wouldn't be considered to be getting it. But once they undertook to take it out, and he relied on them, So then he was not subjected, he was not destined to sustain the loss. Then when he changed their mind, he became destined to sustain the loss. So that's also happened. But Gami it is. Now, if Gami it is me, so what kind of tariff is it? So what's the tariff? If the fact that he's commonly absent makes them liable on the basis of Mazi, so that without the Chilo, they should be Mechui. But without the Chilo, they're not Mechui on the basis of Mazi. Because even if they hadn't undertaken, he would have sustained that loss. So really, it's not Mazi. So why is he Mechui on the basis of the Ischaibes? But Ischaibes with Bula Be'alme is not effective. Only when there is a king, and here there was no king, just they left the security. But for the income, last in any time, the living of security for a promise is not effective to create his highness. So why is it effective here to make them liable? So what's the pshat thesis? Now, so I think the pshat thesis is right. Thesis agrees with the terrors of Agoy Sosha, that the reason as to why we have to resort to the Chatilo because of their undertaking, their Ischaibes, is because it has reference, more as reference to the case where at the time the workers undertook to take out the flax from the water, so at that time, the flax was already soaking in the water. And if they hadn't undertaken to take out the flax, so then the Balabais wouldn't have been able to get out of it. So Mele, Gami it is, but Gome it is, nevertheless. Why is it Gome? Because true, if they hadn't undertaken to take out the flax, so then he wouldn't have been able to get other workers. But the fact is that he did undertake. Once they undertook, so he was spared, so the Balabais was already spared the loss of the flax. And then, as a result of their changing their mind, the Chazoreh, so he again became destined to sustain the loss. So Mele, Gami it isn't, but Gome it is. Since, as a result of their promise to take out the flax, he became secure against the loss, and now, as a result of the Chazoreh, he again became destined to sustain the laws. So given they are not real maziki, but gome it is. So since it's gome, some mele now, the aloha is, the gome bin zokin is potam in the odom, vichaya bidin shomayim. That's a worrying moment coming. So he's part of the other. But the Nishamayim is higher. Nishamayim is higher. Why? Because Ikrome it is. So that means that Ikrome is higher than Nishamayim. Ikrome is higher than Nishamayim. Now, what does it mean, higher than Nishamayim? Does higher than Nishamayim mean that he has an Avere? Or higher than Nishamayim means that it's a real Chiyuv, except that Besdin cannot enforce. It's not enforceable by Besdin. So the Rav Amir in the Shinkubetze says that Chayim Shemayim means the real Chiyuv money. But not just that he has an Avera, but it's a real Chiyuv money. But it's not collectible, it's not enforceable by Besdin. Besdin cannot be held with Sikh. So it's like every chiyuv in Shemayim. We tofas his loy, mafkin mine. And then the Rav Amiri says in the name of the Shem, a big chiddush, that it's a real chiyuv moment. Suppose somebody is still together with the Behemas Chaver. He opened the door of the stable, and then the Behemah walked out and got lost. He's not hired in the order, because he wasn't Mazik Beine, he just was caused damage to the Baal Beine. But suppose he doesn't pay, so he's possibly is in the Raisi, the Rosh Chodesh. It's like someone who borrows money and doesn't pay. So he's not possibly because he's Tamutik on Ishtamut, because we assume that he intends to pay ultimately. So I keep him really not as well as, but if it is established that he doesn't intend to pay, so then by not paying the debt he becomes a gazler, he becomes a Rosh Chodesh. So if somebody was still together with Mileves Chaveri, he's Mechuyev in Shomayim, and he doesn't pay, and he doesn't intend to pay, so he's possible is in the rising. So we see it's a real real money, except that it's not Yetzi Bezdin. Bezdin cannot be here in Chosov, cannot learn in attachment. But the Tofas, we must kill him with it. So they learn. We can understand it. Taste of status. Inochanan. When there is no chiyuv on the part of the person, just a promise, be the bullet down there, and then he leaves him asking, so that does not create his chayes. But here, a gome of mazik is, even though he wouldn't have been able to get other workers if these workers had not undertaken to take out the flax from the water in which the flax had been sold. But since they undertook to take out the flax, so they already secured him against loss of flax. and then they changed their mind. So they caused the damage again. Some mainly Gami Tis, it's not Gami, but Gami Tis. So they are Mechuyavim in Shamayim apart from their Israelis. So since there was a real fear in Shamayim, then the security has a meaning. You see, the reason as to why the first Lashon Tzitzis said that the reason as to why the first Lashon Tzitzis says that if you make a promise to give him money and then you leave him mashken, so you're not mechuyev, because with the Bura Dalma you don't become mechuyev. You don't become mechuyev even with the Shamayim. It's just a promise. So it's only a million of born even Shlokhus Re'amona, of Sheir Yis Yisrael, Lo Yasa Avrov, Lo Yidabu Chodok, which is Yisuri. But there is no chiyuv mamon created. So the mashkin itself should create this chiyuv, is that not? But once you are mechuyev, even if the chiyuv is only in the Shamayim, but the Shamayim is also a real chiyuv. What Raya the Rav Amiri says in the name of men of the Shemim, that if he doesn't pay his posulators, he's a Rosh Nechomos, he's a Gadlan, so he's mechuyev even without the mashkin. But without the mashkin, it's not enforceable by Bezdin. It's only a chiyuv shamayim. But once he lives in mashkin, then the mashkin has a meaning. You see, what the first Lashon Tzitzis says, and then the Shita of the Raya, that it's not shayach to say you live in mashkin when you're not mechuyev. In mashkin for what? Security for what? Security for the debt. But here, even without the undertaking, by the Yumni. So the Amchuyev is in Shamayim to reimburse him against the Milos. So there is a debt that they owe the Balabais. But it's not impossible in Bezdin. It's only the Shamayim. As long as there is a debt and they live in Mashkin, so then the Mashkin is effective. But it's coming. So without the chilo, so he cannot collect from them. But since there is a debt with the Shamayim, so Mele, when they live in Mashkin, so the Mashkin is effective as a meaning. They sheinach chilo tiras Mashkin. Hello, knuyo lo yiske piyal. Then he says, "Uchisharegilim lasi shidukim." Soich liyzoyeya v'dobo yofe. Sheima lei, sheima harei ani makne lecho. Kach, harei ani makne lo chamin. It's a tzedek to the Talmud. Kach v'kach v'guf achiv. V'im oma, im erza v'yetne lecho. Kach v'kach. Behiloch mashken, mone inkam, mashken inkam. So first he says, I mean that's according to the first Lashon Tzitzis. It all goes according to the first Lashon Tzitzis. That the giving of a mashken for a promise, to support a promise, does not create any real ishait. So the melee, when you make noise, you know, when you make promises, today, I say unfortunately, because it's a joke. I mean, annoying is a very nice thing, a very nice thing, but the way it's done, it's carried out today. I mean, when you write annoying 5 minutes before the chuppah and everybody's in the hurry, is in a rush, it has no meaning. What's the purpose of annoying? The purpose of annoying was, let's say, when a fellow became engaged to a girl and the wedding was supposed to take place, let's say, a year later, it doesn't make any difference. So they were afraid lest one of them will be chazir, and that will be a big avla, you know, to the other party. saw the Etnoi and the Onis hide themselves from us. Whoever is breaks of the Shidduch, whether the fellow or the girl, the parents of the fellow or the parents of the girl, so they'll have to pay knas to the other part. That was, you know, a way of guaranteeing that no one would break off the Shidduch. So that was his highest. After all, there is no halacha that if a chosn or a kallah breaks off the Shidduch, he has to pay knas. So it's only on the basis of these highest. So if you make a kinyan suda, so usually it was done with the kinyan suda. So it became a real chiyuv. But suppose you don't make a kinyan suda, so then it does not become a chiyuv. So suppose you live security. The parents of the chosn leave jewelry with the parents of the kallah, and the parents of the kallah leave jewelry with the parents of the house as a mashal. In case one breaks off, they'll be able to collect knas pills from the security. So he says, "Ufshedim masi shibutim, sorech lizoya vidobo yofe, sheyema hareya maknoloch." According to the first Russian thesis, that the giving of security to support the promise, so it doesn't mean anything. So Ishemo Ishiduchin Lyamdun Money Kan Mashkin. What the question is, alright, is by Yavo, alright, it's a Diyavo. Of course, breaking of the Shidduch under ordinary circumstances is an Avo. Who is talking about Avos here? We are talking here about monetary responsibility, the real Chiyuv moment that could be enforced by Beis Din. So what if Hashem is inspired by it? What is it? And according to the Sheet of the Rebbe, and Tesis is discussing, is directing itself, the first washing of Tesis, that the Pshatimone income, Ashkel income, if you make a verbal promise, and you couple the promise with the giving of security, so that does not create a debt in his highest. So why by shiduchim? So is it affecting the security? It's by the law. So what is by law? Now, the Ramban in Bovitzie and the Mishneh that if Sohar HaZohim Va'olis HaPishton Min HaMisku, so then it's Dovo Ovu, so Seche Aleyem Mato. But Atilis Hov, the question is, what does it mean to Atilis Hov? Does it mean to the extent of the money earned or more than that? Alright, so there is a Machlid. The Rosh says that there are two sheets. But only Kiddishon. More than Kiddishon. More than Kiddishon. More than Kiddishon. So, the Ramban, as the Kashe, the Ramban, the Kiddish Ramban of Mitzir, he has the Kashe. Why? Without the Chavilo. So why? Are they responsible to the extent of Schor? Whatever the pshat of Schor means, whether Schor means the amount already earned or came for that, you see, or came for that, but on what basis can we hold them responsible to the extent of Sraw, to the extent of Sraw, I mean the extent of the wage, the salary that they would be entitled if they had kept their vows. So they are responsible. On what basis? Why? Because they promised. So with Bure Baume you cannot be misguided yourself. So the Ramban says in the tradition, because when a worker undertakes something in the case of the law of wood, so the implication is in case he is Chayzeya, so he will be responsible to the extent of his law. That's the Umdene. When a worker agrees to do a certain work for the Balabais, in the law, in something that involves loss in case he's really quits, or like pulling out the flax from the water in which it has been sold. So then the reason is that when a worker undertakes to pull out the flax from the water, that he undertakes in case he stays there, he'll be responsible to the extent of salt. So it's his height. But his height is the Bure Baume is not effective. So the Ramban says, because in this case it is known that the Balabai is the same abide. He's sure that they will keep the funds. So where it is there is Nihus Das, then be the Bure Baume in his highness is effective. So there is Lichus Das to the extent of Sraw, not to more than Sraw. So we see from the Ramban the big truth that the only reason as to why withdrawing the Alme a person is not responsible is because the other person, when you promise a person, let's say, I'll give you 100 zuz in 30 days. Even if he relies, it's not a real sacrifice. But where there is a full, absolute smichus das, then without kinyan suder, so it creates his highness. That's why, in the case of workers who undertake do a certain piece of work where if they quit it is a double avud, it involves a monetary loss, so that means there is an undertaking to be responsible to the extent of Sraw, to be responsible, and to that extent there is a smichus das by the Balabais. So since there is smichus das, so without the kinyan, the amafui, it becomes a legal debt. So this is what Jesus means. Since by shiduchim, when one breaks off, the shame is inspired to the war, so mele at the very outset, when he stipulated that knowing, there was absolute smirzas. So each one of the parents of the chosid, and the parents of the Kale were convinced that in case one of the parents will break off, then he will certainly pay the knasli for that promise. There is absolute smichus das, reliance. Where there is absolute smichus das, then we do a Be'alme is effective. So he's mechuyev anyway, without the security. So mele, if they leave jewelry in the possession of the parents of the other party of the chosin, the kallel, some mele, he can collect from the jewelry. The only aloha according to the Raivud is that where without the security there is no chiyuv, So then, mashkin doesn't mean anything. Mashkin for what? Mashkin to support an unbinding promise? That doesn't do anything. But mashkin when there is a debt already in effect, then you give him mashkin, so then the person who gets the security is entitled to collect from the mashkin. That's why the security in case of shidduchim is effective. Okay, I think we don't want to start the next day. Or maybe you just go over to God. Sorry. Yeah, without learning the pieces. That's now it's 23 after 12. Okay, just a few minutes now. So, Eisle Rabbi Ramachmon, Kicho Dimashkon Mikudeshes, Kicho Dimashkon Mikudeshes. So we see that, when you give the Mashkon to Misho, even though you didn't give the Mashkon as a gift, because you should be Misho, but only as a Mashkon, so still it's good to should be. Also, the Mashkon da Achel, auch in Rav Yitzchok. Da haben wir Rav Yitzchok in Neilen und Balchef, die keine Maschken, die Nema und Choti et Zocho, die mir keine et Zocho im Neil. Die mir keine et Zocho im Neil. Now it's there, when it says, teach of the Maschken, the Deshes, it is not the case. Where, let's say, the Baal, the Mikavish, let's say, his name is Ruve, the Mikavish. And he lent Shimon hundreds, some time ago. So Shimon, the Levi, gave Reuven a watch as a mashkin for the $100 debt that Reuven lent him Shimon. Now he takes this watch and he gives it to the Isha, B'teyazush, and he's makne that mashkin. So mele, in that case, she is Mikudeshes. Because since Reuven got this mashkin from Shimon as security for the debt that Shimon owed him Reuven, so mele, he has a kinyan in that mashkin. So Rav Yitzchok, my lochit is in the mashkin, shenema lochot yir zoko, imenikeine zoko nai, mikam lochit is in the mashkin, rash, mashkin yachir, shoya biyode yikicho bechei fiyei shoyolo, he was the kavisher, with the chei, that Shimon owed him, Hilkach Mikudeshes, Shamashkin Atzmei Kono. So, Mei Ravune Barobin, Zobin Alamse, the Bodhi Shifra, in Prite, in Necheshes, in Prites, Lehave Badai. So they promise to pay Prites for Prites on Necheshes, but they didn't have the Prutis revenge. But they just promised to pay it. So you see, when Askalay, they gave a bullion of silver as security for the Prutis of Necheshes. And they obligated themselves to pay, let's say, 100 Prutis for the sheep. It's safe, Aicha Ramsey. Also, we come to Rabame. In other words, they can be chazer, because it was not common. Frite in kam nasre in kam. Nasre, frite, and nasre kapel kudish on chazer. Nasre, chesho kese. Frite in kam, she is no other. Hilkach nasre, she umashke, in kam lirid in kene, liknes. She knows no a frute is, who is so knuyo and the knaini, nikne bekese. Okay, good. Yes.
Kedushin. Shir Chof Hei by the Rosh Yeshiva, Yud Ches Adar Hei Tov Shem Mem Hei, March 11th, 1985, on Monday.
Mashkin Dachem, Gimore Eser Ovel Rav Nachman, Kitzur Mashkin Dachem, Rosom Mashkin Dachem. So Rashi says, Shohoyo Biyotei, Kitzur Bechei Pshirei Shulom, Tukach Mekudeshes, Shamashkin Atzmikon. The Rashi is remarkable. Rashi emphasizes that the Mashkin Dachem, so she's in Kodeshes with the Chayim, not with the Mashkin itself. So the question is, if she becomes in Kodeshes with the Chayim, so why do we have to resort to the beats of the Din, Minayim Malchim Shekin Mashkin? He's in Kaddish with the Shibudim. In other words, Ruvain lent Shimon 100 Jews. And Shimon gave Ruvain his watch as security for the 100 Jews' debt that Shimon owed to him. Then Ruvain turned over the mashkin to lay it to Bish, B'tiras Dush. So Bish, so she's blessed because of Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. So if we say the Dushin, she becomes Mikudeshes in the Mashkin, we understand as to why we have to resort to this halacha. But Rashi emphasizes, B'mashkin la'acherim, shehoyo b'yodei, v'kitcho b'cheiv sheyesh lo. He's Mikavish Leah with the Cheiv that Shimon owes him. And he turns over the Mashkin. So Mele, why do we have to resort to the fact that Rav Yitzchak's halacha? I mean, even without the Mashkin, suppose he would transfer the Chayim through Ksivim Misir or through Maim Shlosh, so she would also be Mekudeshes. So why do we have to resort to Rav Yitzchak's halacha? If we assume that the Kedushin is how the Mashkin, we understand this to why you have to resort to a Yitzchak's halacha. But from Rashi it appears that the Kedushin is not how to the Mashkin, because even though Balchilik in the Mashkin, as Stasis points out, but it's not the King Gomor, it's not the King Gomor. I mean, Bishas Alboy certainly is not a kingdom, but even Shaloi Bishas Alboy, it's not a kingdom. According to Rashi, in Asikas Unim, so is higher than Onsen by Shaloi Bishas Alboy. According to Tesves, so even Shaloi Bishas Alboy, he is only has the Chiyuvim of Yishima Soho, is higher than Ulabe the Onsen. So it's not a real kingdom. It's not a real kingdom. It's not the real king. So the question is, so apparently that's the reason as to why Rashi emphasizes that the Mashkid Achim Shem Kudeshes for the Chayim that she gets. Because if Shimon borrowed 100 Jews from Reuven, and Shimon gave the Maor of Reuven, he watched the security, and then he turns over the mashkin. He turns over the mashkin to the Ishe. So then, by turning over the mashkin, so the chayim is making. The chayim is making. Like this, if you don't turn over the mashkin, so you have to, in order to transfer the shibuni, the chimen, the chayim, the chimen owes in, to transfer to another person, so you have to execute Ishtar, Ksive, Misire, and so on. Oh my Shloshtem. But if you turn over the Mashkin, so then without my Shloshtem and without Ksive and Misire, so you can transfer the Chayim. You can transfer the Chayim. Now, the question was raised against Rashi, since Rashi emphasizes that Mashkin Da'achirim, שאויה ביודי מקיצ'ו בחיפי יש לו, דו כך מקודשת, שהמשכין עצמי קונומו, בוד מקיצ'ו בחיי. Why does he say מקיצ'ו בחיי, not מקיצ'ו במשכין? The answer is, because even though בורחים מסכין המשכין, but it's not מקיין גומו. According, even שאויה משם רובוי, it's not מקיין גומו. According to Tesvest, it's only Kinyan to be Chayim in Eva Vede. According to Rashi, it's Chayim Onsen. But, even according to Rashi, that is Chayim Onsen, so it's Shaloi Yudavid Achilu Vachayis. But it's not Shaloi. Can the Malchim be Mishtamish in the Mashkin? No. Even Shaloi Mishasolvay. Can the Malchim be Mishtamish in the Mashkin? Is the Gavre? If the Malchim would be Mishtamish in the Mashkin. So he's a gazlan, so he doesn't have an absolute title in the Mashkin. Even Shaloi Mishasol. And even according to Rashi, that is Chayim Yons, so it's Shaloi Ligabi Lechil Achayis. But it's not an absolute title in the Mashkin. For Ayeh, he cannot be Mishtamish in the Mashkin. I mean, that's a Dinish Kroch, that if a Balchim who received the Mashkin Shaloi Bishas Alvoye would be Mishtamish in the Mashkin, is a Gazlan. Is a Gazlan. That if the Rebbe stipulated at the time the Mashkin was taken from him and he said to the Malve, I give you a shoes to use my watch, so then there is no Isagazlan. But still, he's not allowed to be mishtamish because of misavimis, unless the mishtamshes is deducted from the chayv. In other words, let's say, if somebody would rent a watch, let's say for a month, he would pay, let's say, 5 zuz for the mishtamshes of the watch for a month. So, mele, if the malve explicitly gave him the shoes to use the watch, if I mean I'm sorry, the lady explicitly spelled it out to the mall and he gave him the shoes to use the watch, so then he's allowed to use the watch if he deducts from, let's say, 100 zuz, the 5 zuz that is the value of the tashmish. But without explicit rishus, then even if he deducts where he doesn't involve any salivis, it's a samsa gezel. So it's not a kingdom. So it's not a kingdom. That's the reason as to why Rashi emphasizes the mashkin l'achirim shehoyo biyodei v'kitcho b'cheiv sheyesh lei olo hilkach mikodeshes shal mashkin atzmi kanu. So the question arose, if the Mashkin Atzmi Kanolo, let her be Mikodeshes with the Mashkin, the answer is, the Mashkin is not his completely. He has certain Kiyoni. Even according to Rashi, even by Shaloi Mishas Alkoi. So, it is Shaloi Ligabi Chil Achayas. Lachim Achayas, or Chil Bnei Rabbeide, according to Teisves. That's according to Rashi, is Chayi Gonsen. But Bishas Alvo say, so then even Rashi is made it, that he's not Chayav Yonis. He's not Chayav Yonis. And here, the Shem say, that it is reference, or Yitzhak is reference, even to Bishas Alvo, not only to Bishas Alvo. And Bishas Alvo is, so even according to Rashi, is not Chayav Yonis. What is that?
What's
Shalom Bishas Alvoye? Shalom Bishas means at the time, Shalom Bishas Alvoye means, let's say, Shimon Bar Yehari Duki from Ruben a year ago, and he was supposed to pay Ruben a year. So, he didn't pay. So then there's a parsha in the Torah. Al Tovi Al Beise, Yisovi Al Beise, Lavi Des Aveite, Bachutz Tamei, Vili Isha Shalat Meishe Bein, Yeitzi Lecha Achutzo. So the Shia Bezdin comes into the house of the Leve, and he takes a watch of the Leve as security for the Malveh. And the Shia Bezdin, so the Malveh himself is not allowed to enter the house, but the Shia Bezdin enters the house of the Leve, and then takes the watch as security, and he gives it to the Malveh. And then, so that is kept by the Malveh as security. That means, in other words, if by a certain time, so the Levi will redeem the Mashkin, he will pay out the 100 zuz, so then the Malveh will have to return the watch really. But suppose by a time limit, so he doesn't redeem the Mashkin, he doesn't pay, then he'll come to Bezdin, and Bezdin will tell him to make here to collect from the Mashkin. So in Mashkin Shalimish Asalwaya means that you are taking something as security which ultimately could be used to collect from it. But until that's the ultimate, you know, the ultimate thing that could happen. But until that time limit, so he's not allowed to be mishtamish with the mashkin. He just is allowed to keep it. In other words, in order to be secure with the debt. Let's say another 30 days or 60 days will pass by and he still doesn't pay, so he'll come to Bezdin. Then Bezdin will not have to resort, you know, to the laborious method, you know, of living in attachment and all the chosim and selling, because, yeah, the Malveh already has the watch in his possession. So Bezdin will call the Leve and tell him, listen, are you paying or not? So if he'll say, no, I can't pay, I'm broke, I'm bankrupt. So then Bezdin will give his shoes. The Malveh, you know, to collect from the watch. But at the very outset, when it was taken as security, Shalom Bishasol Boyer, so it was only taken as security, to be secure. In other words, like this, Bezdin would have to resort to the holy boyish process, you know, with a drachte of loving attachment, you know, and the advertising and the auctioning, you know, the takois of the Leve. So now that he has the mash in his possession, so it's very simple. Bezdin does not have to resort to that laborious process, you see, of a drachte and all the things. But he doesn't mean that it is. So why does he have a kinyan? So why does he so? Now, according, this is Mashkin Shalimish. So according to Rashi, at the end of Asikha Solimi, so he's chayav on Mashkin Shalimish Alvoye, he's chayav on. So, why is he chayav on? Why? Only Sheol is chayav on. So he's chayav on because of Shalem. In other words, because Balchayim is Kinemash. Balchayim is Kinemash. But it doesn't mean Kinemash is allowed to be Mishtamish in it. He's a Gazan of Mishtamish. The answer is, since he took Bezdin, the Shia Bezdin, took the watch as security, so that in the event he doesn't pay up by a certain time. So then, when Bezdin tells the Leve to pay up the debt, so then Bezdin will give him the shoes to collect from the watch. So Mele, he already has his chus in the watch, that ultimately, if he doesn't redeem by a certain time, so then he'll be able to collect from the watch. That in itself is the kinyan. That in itself is the king. So, and according to Rashi, so it is Shalei. Shalei Ligabel Chilachais. Because he already has his chus in the watch that in the event of a certain kind. In other words, that the certain Sode was set aside. I mean, there are more ones. It was set aside in the time of the Alboy. I mean, to collect funds. To collect funds. Some in Mele, it is considered Chaloy, according to Rashi, that is higher beyond the Gabriel Hilons. But it's not Chaloy in an absolute way. He's not allowed to be Mishtamish. And then the Balamoya and Sochi, that one, the Dalai and the Sukhye, the Machleke between Abaye and Rove, between Abaye and Rove, as to whether Bochim and Mafreya would give it, or Mikamo Hadu would give it. So the Balamoya said, and I didn't see that any of the Shemini Achilik at the Balamoya, because there is a riot from the Gemara to that Halacha, but it's mentioned explicitly by the Balamoya. By the Balamoya. So the Balamoya says, now, in that Machlekes, we pass him that Mikhail Habodi, not in Machlekes, Mikhail Habodi, we pass him. In other words, but there is a Machlekes whether Mikhail Habodi gave it or the Machlekes. What does it mean? Now let's say, that's in respect to Kakois, where there's a sheep. You see, where there's a sheep. Now suppose Shimon bowed 100 zoos from Ruben, and he bowed, let's say, from Ruben 100 zoos at the beginning of Tishrei, let's say, Top Shimon Hei. And then, let's say, Nisim Tov Shimon Hei, so Ruvein is given the Sode, Bidviya Shem. So according to Mandomal Mafriyahu gave, so since Nisim, he was given the Sode, Bidviya Shem, so it has retroactive effect. So that determines that the Sode was the Malves as of Tishrei, as of Dalvay, because he acquired the Shibut in Tishrei, and he was given the Sode Bechaybe in Nisi, half a year later, so Mele Elimachreel gave it, the retroactive effect. And suppose Ruben the Malve was Magdish Shimon Sode in Cheshvet, and then in Nisan he was given the Sode. So we say retroactively the Hendesh was Chal. Or suppose Ruben the Malve was Makne Bimatone the Sode, or was Mecheya the Sode in Cheshvet, and then in Nisan he was given the Sode from Shimon. So it retroactively determined that Mechir was Chal, called Mandoma Machel. If, and on the other hand, suppose Shimon is Magdish the Sode in Kashmir, and then Nisim Top Shimon Hei, Ruve is Magdish, So it's retroactively determined that the Hekdesh was null and void. Because when Mafreo gave, according to Mandoma, when Mafreo gave, according to Mandoma, we cannot have all gave in. That's the way we pass it. That's the way we pass it. That we cannot have all gave it. That we cannot have all gave it. So then, if Ruben the Mahope was Mandish, even though in this, yeah, I mean half a year later, so he was given the Sode, so the Hekdesh is not Chal. And if Shimon the Levi was Mandish, even though half a year later Ruben was given the Sode, so the Hekdesh by Shimon, the Hekdesh by Shimon was Chal. That's what he must. Now we passed him that we can have only. But the Ramoya says, and it's not from the Gemara, it's not a Kiddush by Ramoya. The Shem mentioned it in the name of Ramoya, but it's mashma from the Gemara that way. That by mashkin, so I'll leave the emes, even though we passed him, we can have only gave it, that's ordinary Shibuya. But by mashkin is different. By mashkin, so then it's mikan umafreoge. Mafreoge. So that means, let's say, that is a mashkin shaloi bishakhova. That is a mashkin shaloi bishakhova. So then, even though it's not, he doesn't have the malve, does not have a true title in the mashkin, but he's allowed to keep it as secure to possibly collect from the mashkin. If the Levi doesn't ultimately redeem the mashkin by paying up the debt, so mele, in case it is finalized by the Levi not redeeming the mashkin, he doesn't pay. So then Bezdin gives him the shoes to collect from the mashken. So then once he collects or prepares him from the mashken, so it's retroactively determined that it was his all the time. Not the Shalvoy, from the time it was taken. That's a mashken shalom b'shalvoy. From the time it was taken. So that's the reason as to why he, according to Rashi, he's Chayvonz by Mashkin Shalom Shalvoy. Why is he Chayvonz? Either it's Shemachin or more, it's Shemasocho. But why should he be Chayvonz? Only Sheol is Chayvonz. Because Ho'anoy Shalom. So in Sheol, has a reshus to be mishtamish in the hands. So mele is chayvonz. But the malve, even in the mashkin shalom is malvoye, if he is mishtamish in the mashkin, is a gazlan. So why should he chayvonz? The answer is, because ligabe chilva chayet it is, even though he doesn't have title in it as yet, but since he has his chus, he has a schus that in the event of a certain contingency, if the Levi doesn't finally redeem the mashkin, doesn't pay out the debt, then he'll be able to be bezin to begin with the mashkin, and then it will be retroactively determined that it was his all the time, So mele, even if he didn't realize it yet, so it's considered shalei ligabi lechilachas. Even if ultimately he did redeem the mashkin, so it is considered shalei because of the possibility that it might become his absolutely matreya. So mele ligabi chilachayes it is shalei. In any event, even if it is not nigri, even if it is not needed. So, that's the sheet of Rashi. But the sheet, but the Gemara, but he says, late in Bonitzie, in a Secha Saumi, in a Beyal, in a Secha Saumi. So, it raises the question against Rashi from the Gemara in Shuiz, that from Dalet, it's Mashma, that even Mashma Shalimish at all way, that he's Chayu Bachayas, he's only Chayu Bachayas of Nila Vede, but not the ones. So he says, the most Kishani, Achelik and Rashi. But even according to Rashi, that he's Chayu Bionsen, by Mashma Shalimish at all way. So number one, that's only by Mashkin Shalimish only, not by Mashkin Bishas Alway. And even by Mashkin Shalimish as Alway, what the Kilim Gomorrah doesn't have, he's only Chayav Yonson, but he's not allowed to be Mishamish. So that's the reason as to why Rashi emphasizes the teacher behaves Sheyesh Leo. Not with the Mashkin itself, because he doesn't have full title in the Mashkin. How can he transfer it to the Isha? He cannot be makhted to the Isha more than what he has in the Mashma. So Rashi says, no, the Gedushin is with the Chayim. Now the question is, Monefshach is the Gedushin with the Chayim, so who is the Mashma? So Amikabi Mishtachim the Achayim, so is Mikudeshes. The answer is, Amikabi Mishtachim the Achayim is Mikudeshes. So, but he has to transfer the Chayim the Achayim. How? Either from Manishlosh the north through Ksilum Nisire, according to Rebbe, so easy as Nikim Nisire, he can transfer it just from Nisire. But suppose there is no Ksilum Nisire, no Manishlosh, so he cannot transfer the Chayim Dachir. So she's not in Gresh's. Mashain came, if he delivers the Mashkin to her. So then the Chayim is Melech. As a result of delivering the mashkin to the Isha, so the Isha acquires the shibuni, the chayv that Ruben the mikdash owns, where Shimon owns in 100 zuz. So as a result of the transfer of the mashkin to the Isha, so whom will Shimon owe the 100 zuz? He'll owe the 100 zuz, he'll owe to the Isha, yes?
So then he can, Balcho, is that kind of mashkin?
What is that?
I mean, any mashkin should be.
No, also the question is, so why do we have to resort to Balchefin mashkin? The answer is, how is it that the chayv is transferred as a result of the delivery of the mashkin. Why, I mean, what is that? The mashkin is a mashkin, and the chayv is a chayv. After all, no maisikinyan is realized in the shibudin, that's an intangible thing. So the reason as to why the chayv is transferred through the delivery of the mashkin is because he has tzatzkinyan in the mashkin. So the mele, what is the kinyan in the mashkin? The kinyan in the mashkin consists the fact that he has his chus to realize it via in the event of a certain contingency. That's the ksas kinyan that he has in the mashkin. So since the mashkin is coming to the mikdash, to the bar, to the extent that he has his chus in the watch to realize it via in the event of a certain contingency, some melee, the chayv becomes the concomitant of the mashkin. And as a result of transferring the mashkin, the intangible chayv is also transferred. That's because of Balchik in the mashkin. But if not for a Bitzvah Shchidesh, Meyachetese, should the chayv be transferred as a concomitant of the transfer of the mashkin? The transfer of the mashkin. But because he has a kinyan Iksaskinian in the watch. What does it mean? He has his chus in the watch to realize a gvia. To realize a gvia in that watch. In the event of a certain condition. In the event that the lender doesn't pay aggregate by a certain time. So then he can come to Besdin, and Besdin can give him the shoes to collect from the mashkin that is in his possession. So he already has his foot in the mashkin. What, upon a certain contingency, to realize a collection in the mashkin. So mimele, the chayv becomes a concomitant of the mashkin, and as a result of the transferring the mashkin to the isha, so the isha acquires the shibudim also. That's because of Rav Yitzchak Salo. And it's more than that. The pshat and Rashi is more than that. And you'll soon see that it's mentioned by the Rishon, by the Rambam, by the Rashi, because in the Gemara Dafim Ches, there is a machlokes tanoim as to whether hamikadish b'shtachid acherim is mekudesh or hamikadish b'shtachid acherim is not mekudesh. B'shtachid acherim or mil v'alper acherim. So be mighty today. So the Gemara says in one motion that b'shmuel kumitu, because Shmuel mentions it in the Chiddush. Hamich the shtachid b'chadirei b'chod ha'un mochlei is mochlei. In other words, if she borrowed 100 zoos from Ruvain and he gave Ruvain a promissory note for 100 zoos, then Ruvain takes the promissory note to shtachid and he sells it to Levi, or not to 100 zoos, for a 100 Jews promissory note, because it's still Nachsat Vayner, but he might give him 75 Jews. So then, if he's moving, sells the promissory note, the $100 promissory note, the 100 Jews promissory note, to Levi, and then, after he sells it to Levi, so Levi is entitled to go to Shimon and to collect the 100 Jews. But then, a day after Reuven sold the promissory note to Levi, Reuven decided to be Mechel Shimon. So then Shmuel says, once Reuven is Mechel the Chayv to Shimon, so Levi cannot collect the debt, even though he bought it. The question is why? Why is Reuven in a position to be Mechel after he sold it to Levi? So, the Rif says, because Mechir HaShtoras in the Rabon, in the Rai say you cannot transfer Ishtachim, because it's not Mitzvah Bikinyan Ishtachim, it's an intangible thing. What kind of Mitzvah Bikinyan can you do in the intangible indebtedness? So only Mitzvah Kamas Chachomim you can transfer it. But in the Rai say he can transfer it. That's why Reuven is in a position to be meichel to the Levi, because in the Rai say the indebtedness still remains between Reuven and Shimon. That's the Rif's explanation. Rabbi Tam explains it differently. He says the reason is why Shimon says Hamicher Shtachim Chavirei Nechozah Mochle is Bochel. Why? Because when somebody borrows money from another, let's say Shimon borrowed 100 Zuz from Reuven, so then they are pushed away. There is a Shibur Aruv and there is Shibur Nechoz. Shibur Aruv means the personal indebtedness. The fact that Shimon is indebted to Reuven. Every believer in Shimon. That's the Shibur Aruv. Shibur Nechoz means the schus that Reuven has to levy an attachment on Shimon's Nechoz to collect. So Reuben has two Shimon against Shimon. One is a Shimon, the person that, and then he has Eliyahu and the Nechosim of Shimon. So what can be transferred? The Chiddush Torah from the Talmud says in the Rice, not like the beef in the Rambam, but what can be transferred? Only the Shimon Nechosim. The person that says is a personal thing, it cannot be transferred. So Mele, so then you ask Monefshech, if the Shibud Abud cannot be transferred, how can the Shibud Nechosim be transferred? After all, you couldn't have a Shibud Nechosim in vacuum. The child say that Reuben will have a Liam and Shimon's Nechosim without Shimon being indebted to Reuben. A Liam for what? A Liam for the Shibud Abud. But if the Shibud Aguf cannot be transferred to Levi, how can the Shibud Nechosim be transferred? So the answer given by Rabbi Tami is as follows. True indeed, there couldn't be a Shibud Nechosim without a Shibud Aguf backing it. But once there is a Shibud Aguf, then even though the Shibud Aguf is between Reuven and Shimon, the Shimon Nechosim could be between Shimon and Levi. But when Reuven sells the promissory note to Levi, so only the lien that Reuven has and Shimon's Nechosim is transferred is sold to Levi. But Shimon Aguf, the personal indebtedness that Shimon is personally indebted to Reuven, that remains between Shimon and Reuven. But as a result of Mechirash Torres, so the lien that heretofore Reuven had on Shimon's Nechosim is now being turned over, given to Levi. So Levi acquires the lien on Shimon's Nechosim for the Shibud Aguf, the personal indebtedness that Shimon owes to Reuven, but the personal indebtedness remains between Shimon and Reuven. Since the personal indebtedness remains between Shimon and Reuven, so Reuven is in the position to be Meichel. And once he's Meichel, there is no Shibud Aguf altogether. There couldn't be Shimon Nechosim in vacuum. So in Mele, Levi loses the right to collect, because there can be only a lien and a chosin because of a shibud aguf existing between two parties. So whatever the reason is, the aloha by Shmuel is the tamich ha-shachir v'chaber because our mochlei is moch. So the Gemara in one motion that M'ches and Gushin says, the Tanner who says that tamikadi v'shachir v'achir is in the Kodeshes, he agrees with Shmuel. So the Mele Isha is Samkhadaita. So the Isha does not really decide to turn herself over in marriage to the Baal, because she's afraid maybe the next day the Baal will betray her, he'll be Mechel the Chay to Shimon, then she won't be able to collect the debt from Shimon. Some mailings we come a title is Kavish Reuven. That's why one Tana says, Hamish Tachim, Tachim Mein Kodeshes, because he agrees with Shmuel. And the Tana, the Brisa that says, Hamish Tachim, Tachim Mein Kodeshes, so he holds, not like Shmuel, he says the Tana. Hamich Shachir v'chaber v'chosa v'mochlei eini mochol some really ishi some kadai. And then the Gemara gives another lesson and he says that both prices agree with Shmuel's halacha, but the price that says as Yam Kavi v'shachir v'achir v'gudeshes holds that in spite of the fact that the ishi knows that the Baal is in a position to be mechel lechayim and then he'll frustrate her schus to collect from Shimon, but he should be something like She is not finishing the Baal in doing such a terrible thing. So maybe she is Sampradayti. And the Bryce that says Eimikadeshes holds that he should be doing Sampradayti. So in other words, so that's the reason as to why, according to Rashi, when he's becoming Mashkin the Achirim, so she is Mikudeshes, Bechiv Shiesh Leolam. So the question is, so why do we have to resort to Rabbi Yitzchak Salwache? The answer is, because there are certain Tanoim who hold that Mikudeshes, Bechiv Shiesh the Achirim, is in Mikudeshes, because Yishol is from Chadayte. But the Gemara says that suppose he turns over the Mashkin to the Mikeach, then he cannot go there. Once he turns over the Mashkin to the Mikeach, then he cannot go there. Why? Because of the piece of Salah. Because he has his house in the Mashkin to realize in Gvieh, in the Mashkin. So Mele, and once he does realize ultimately Gvieh, then it will be retroactively determined that it was his all the time. It was his all the time, Mafreya gave it by Mashkin. So Mele, the Chayiv becomes the concomitant of the Mashkin because of the Kinyan he has the Mashkin, even though it's not a Kinyan. So Mele, as a result of turning over the Mashkin, so not only the Shibud Chosin is transferred, but in the Shibagu. So Mele, he can be a help. That's why we have to resolve to a piece of Salah. That's why we have to resolve to a piece of Salah. But while Rashi explains, B'mashkin da'achir v'nikudeshes, so the Kedushin is Chal, b'chifshin ish lo'ol, not in the Guva Mashkin. Why not in the Guva Mashkin? Because he does not have the king in Gomo, absolute title in Mashkin, only Tzatzkin, a limited title in the Mashkin, not full, absolute title. So she couldn't be Mikudeshes in the Guva Mashkin, but only in the Chayim. Only with the Chayim. Yes?
You could probably just say that even if Rashi was from the Rashi was like Rabbeinu Tam, so then she would have moved. But you can say Rashi doesn't hold the Rabbeinu Tam, but just
according to the Reed, when does the Reed say that Mechira Shtor is its own with the Rabbonim, with the Reis is not effective, if he doesn't deliver the Mashkin? But if he delivers the Mashkin, so the Mashkin is Sarasar the Chayim. So then it's with the right side, the Chayim is transferred to the right side, according to the reform service. It's transferred to the right side, because the Mashkin is Sarasar the Chayim. The Chayim is the concomitant of the Mashkin. Of the Mashkin. Or, if you want to use the expression, the Mashkin is the concomitant of the Chayim, maybe Mele, by transferring the Mashkin, so he acquires the Chayim. And not only the Shibud Chosin, the Shibud Aguf as well. When does the Reed say that it's only the Rabbonon when the transfer of the Chayim is affected through Ksidon Sireh? But if the transfer of the Chayim is affected from Sirah Samashken, then it's in the Raisi. Then Haknoi Shtores is in the Raisi. Not only Shtores, even in the Laupe. So that's the Shita of Rashi. That the Mashkin the Chayim Mikudeshes, he's Mikudeshes not with the Mashkin, but with the Chayim. However, there are Shayim who say, no, that the Chayim, that the Mashkin the Achirim she's Mikudeshes without recourse to the Chayim. But the Mashkin itself, even though he does not have a king of the Mashkin, but he has a limited partial title in the Mashkin. So Mele, and what the limited title that Yasna Mashti that he can translate to Yurisha. So the limited title is enough to be Mikavish Yurisha. So there is a machlokes shame with what is the Dusha Chal, where according to Rashi she becomes Mikudeshes in the Hei, and according to other Rishonim she becomes Mikudeshes not to the Hei, but to the Mashti itself. Now let's turn to Rambam. ובמשכים לאחרים, במקודשת ולרב יצחם. משמע לניסוגי לפסוח עם דפון דלת, במשכם לטוב שלי המאו בברשוסי, יש משהו כאן ללמוד. All right, many posts mentioned in the name of the Balamoya, but it's משהו כאן ללמוד. I don't know of any addition in Israel. במשכם לטוב שלי המאו בברשוסי, אם ליפורה בזמנת, if ultimately the labor did not pay out the debt, and then the Malve went to Bezdin and Bezdin vihuchla kamashkin to Bezdin, and Bezdin gave him reshus to realize it via in the mashkin called hachlotas kamashkin to Bezdin. What hachlot means, hold means to become absolute. In other words, when you have a partial title in something, but the title is contingent upon certain events, and then it is resolved in the event of a certain contingency, then the title becomes absolute. That's called Huchlat Hamashkin. So, the Huchlat Hamashkin Bezin Limachreahu. So then it's retroactively determined that it was the Malves all the time. Now, in other words, you see, there is a din in the Shokloch, a C9 base in Shokloch, that if, let's say, the Malve took out the Bezin a Mashkin from the Rebbe, and if the Malve is mishtamed through the Mashkin without the explicit permission by the Rebbe, then he's a Gazel. So he's a Gazel. But suppose, half a year later, it's Huchlat Bezdin, so that is, that retroactively determines that the Machreahu gave it, that it was the Malves watch all the time. So then, it, if he was Mishtamei, so it's retroactively determined that he was not a Gazel. But, he still is a chayteh, because after all, he wasn't sure that it will become absolute in his hands. How did he know when he was mishtamed? So even though later on it becomes determined that it was his l'matreya, but he's still a chayteh. He has to be tshuva in the kapore, because he's nischav lechel psachazir, v'yol v'yodei psachle. But if it is ultimately Huchlat Hamashkin Bezdin, then it's retroactively determined that it's his. L'mafreyahu gave it. V'izobin malve u'hidish mishas yehuno shapir zobin. So, shapir zobin, v'shapir him. V'leve zobin u'hidish lachlumu. V'kule midrab Yitzcho k'di'isi osom. So at first he says, Ramban says a big finish. He says, when do we say that Hamkadish be mashkin l'achirin in Kodeshis? Why? Because he is for someone. But the question arises, but he has no right of Mishtamshes. He doesn't have real title in it. He has only a limited title, partial title. So what kind of dushin is it? What kind of Dushin is it? Most Rishonim say that if you, let's say, are a Sheol Anitabas, He bound the master, say, for 5 years, for 10 years, for 50 years, but it's not yours. You just bound the master for 50 years, and then you are Mekadish and Nishon, get the master. So she's not religious with the master. Even though he is the writer of Ishtamshis, and he turns over, that's right to be sure. So you ask him, Ashir, he got the shoes, he's Darakil Ashir. Some male, he's Ashir, why shouldn't you be Kodeshis? She gets her explicit. The answer is, in order to be Kodeshis with Kesef, so she has to get it completely. Not just certain schusim, you see. So some male, the Ramban says at first that when does the Gemara say the Mashkin Achirim in Kodeshes, if ultimately it became absolute in his hands. After the Kiddushin, a month later, so he went to Bezdin and he said to Bezdin, Shimon would not pay, so Bezdin gave him the shoes to realize it during the Mashkin and the watch. And we say, Gloria Nisra Mafeya, that watch was his completely all the time. So maybe she was. But if ultimately Shimon redeems the Mashkin from Ruben by paying up the debt, then we say the Dushin is not hard. The Dushin is not hard. Why? Because the Ramban's shot at the very beginning is the deduction is how in the Mashkin itself, not with the Chayim. Not with the Chayim. Some melee, if the deduction is to be how with the Mashkin itself, he has to give it to her. How can he give it to her? It's not his. He's not even allowed to be Mishami. She's a Gazlan. If you wear the watch in the Mishami. But if ultimately he becomes absolute, in his hands, it is Hukla, the Bezdin. So that's the Mafreya Ubeine. Some male, it's going with Mafreya, it is it. And he had the right to do the Shamish too, except that he didn't know. So then, the Dushin is hot. But if ultimately Shimon redeems the Mashkin and brings up the dead, then the Dushin is bottle of Mafreya. That's what the Ramban said. ובחי גם נהוד אמרים נוחם בקודשת, כגין שהוחלט המשכן החכן, אבל פה דלווה, כאיך ביזו במלווה, ביטיש מלווה, כדי חשתה, דלת גומבד, ביזו במלווה, ביטיש, הרי הוא קודש ומחו, אף אם הוא דושן, יש לי משהו בקודשת. So this is the first question of Ramah, it's very big fitness, it's right with it. In other words, when Gemara says, B'mashkin achirim kodeshes, so it's only contingent upon the fact that ultimately the mouth, the bow, the mikadesh, realized the gvir in the mouth. So it's a mafreyoli, otherwise it's not kodeshes. Yishlim achirim kodeshes. V'yachol pishu yish b'mikshaskinyem v'yachol. In Afghanin and in Yerabitzchot, in Yishvitz, or in Yishinaz, in Tautel, in Yishinaz, Abo Dushin Tmechirei, Begufi Shalmashkin Tzor, in Kaddish, Uch Shepodei, Uch Shepodei Milveu, Zeu Anira Lifidin Hamashkin, Umil. So this is the first one. The Ashkechon, the Kamon, the Fensheni, the Kavim, the Shtachei, the Manadim, the Kodeshisi, Ben Mila Vishta, Ben Mila Ope, Elo Mishmuli, some Chadaiti, the Chilok, and Shmuel, Shmamno, the whole Shekini, Shibud on Alam Yuve, the Kodeshis, the Hosom, Lesley, the Malve, all the Rebel, the Shibud Trade, the Motel is good at the Hosom, the Lake Room, because we can have all the back to Rochel Kodeshes and Nadim, Vilka, Yuvash, Nishol, and Mashkin,
kim shekine miksas kine v'niyochel mimchil leivek l'acham mechiro isho miskadeshet bein v'chein mire l'das v'shem. See, that's like Rashi. That's like Rashi. So the first version of the Ramban is not like Rashi. And he says that the kami is mimashket achim mikadeshet is, so she's mikadeshet in the mashket itself. So then you ask, how can she be mikadeshet with the mashkin itself, when the Baal doesn't even have his chusis stamshes? How is it better than tabash shulo? So many of the shayim say, where he has his chusis stamshes, that he cannot be mikadesh and isho. Because in order to be mikadesh and isho, he has to give it to her. And he has to have a king and a group in the tabas. But if he's a shayim, he only has a king and peace. So he cannot be mikadesh, and here it's less than tabash shulo because he doesn't even have his chusis shamshes. He doesn't even have his chusis shamshes. So how can she be mikadesh in tabash? So the Ramban says in the first lashon in the Chaname, she is only mikadesh if ultimately it becomes chuchlat, bebezin, so it's mafreo again. Otherwise, she's not mikadesh. Then he says it's not mashma that way. It's mashma that even if he doesn't become buchlad bebezin, she's still in kedushin state. So then he says the second one, that the kedushin, when he gives her the mashkin da'achirin, so that she becomes in kedushin with the shtachay. So then you ask, shtachay? So what can be in kedushin without turning over the mashkin? The answer is because of Shmuel's halacha. So it's the Som Chadayte. But in the case where he turns over the mashkin, then he cannot be Meichel. If he cannot be Meichel, so it is Som Chadayte. But she becomes Mekudeshes with the Shtachay, not with the Chay, not with the mashkin itself. Just like Rashi. So the first mashkin, the Ramban, is not like Rashi, and the second mashkin, the Ramban, is like Rashi. Is it? Bilka. Milvesh nisho le mashkin, kim shekinen miksas kinyen, bin yochel limchel leide lacha mechire, isho miskadeshet bein, vechim nirle das rishenim. Then he reiterates his halacha, that with his chayrus he cannot be mikadesh. Vikol mokim davki bin milvesh lacheru, the nopsh kshibunim bein, the mikadesh leyodo di miskadeshet, so there is a knoy of kesem, intangible kesem. Aber שבולי לידי כי חייב אני לחמונה בשטר או עם בקינגל עם מי שמשחדש אני בכך דום לי הדמיור ודהוכה ולמות על יודי כלום והוכה לא נופת מי כלום ושבולי בשסוי והוא וכל למונה נגבל וכי לאן בי לעבדו שאני נסו יוויטרנס יעד הרוכה that with his highness you cannot be in God. Anyway, now let's see the Rashbo.
Mamish Yorin Nosmo, Vilka, Yurish, Yishol, Mashkin,
Kim Yisli Gabaktas Kinyan, some Ben Yochel Imchel, Achashanostalo, the some Hadaitin Vedeshes, Avo Bumashka Midei, Kim Bigufi Ben Kalishwa in Vedeshes, the Oinofit in a groom, the Shibuli Akatika Mideu, Tukahin Vedeshes, Rechem, because of Rambam. So he said the same thing. Like Rashi, like the second Russian Rambam, but in Rambam the Apulishin is, and the Rashi just adapted the second word from the Ramban, which is like Hadishi, that she becomes the Kodeshis, not the really Kufa Mashken. Because the Kufa Mashken is not coming to the Baal, completely king of Baal. Ktsas Kinyan. But, as, and because of the Ktsas Kinyan, some Mele, by turning over the Mashken, so the whole Chen is transferred to the Isha. Not only the Shibin Chosin, but even the Shibin Agum. So the male he cannot be Mechel, if he cannot be Mechel, so it's Isha Tom Chadayte. So she is in Kodeshes, who is in the Chayim, not in the Buddha Mashiach. That was Mashiach. So as far as I know, the Abba Shem, who say like the first portion in the Rambam, that she is in Kodeshes with the Buddha Mashiach. But those Hashem who say that she's in Kodesh and in Gufa Mashken, so they limit this halacha only to the case where the Mashken was Hukhla the best in the Baal's hands. Otherwise, she's not in Kodesh and in Gufa Mashken. And those of Hashem who say that even the Mashken was not Hukhla the best.